On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is Cam FM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Here's Joanna Earle.
A man arrested on suspicion of murder after a body was found in the River Medway has been released without charge. A man was pulled from the water near to some pier in Chatham just before 8:30 last night. Police say the cause of death is currently unexplained and they're still trying to identify him.
KMFM News.
Police say they haven't found anything in their investigation so far to suggest a mass stabbing in London was motivated by terrorism. One American woman was killed and five people were injured in Russell Square last night. A 19-year-old Norwegian man of Somali origin is being questioned. Scotland Yard's Assistant Commissioner Mark Rowley has this update.
All of the work that we have done so far increasingly points to this tragic incident as having been triggered by mental health issues. At this time, we believe it's a spontaneous attack and that the victims were selected at random.
The Bank of England has taken action to try to prevent the UK from falling into recession by cutting interest rates to 0.25%. That's the lowest level in the institution's 322-year history. It's in response to concerns about the economy following the vote to leave the EU.
KMFM News.
Bosses at Margate's Dreamland have been told the site can carry on trading as it continues to try and pay off large debts. Josh is outside the amusement park for us this lunchtime.
Well, Joe, hundreds of people, mostly families, have been enjoying a day out at the attraction. But while many of those have been having a go on the rides, people who are owed money by the Thanet Amusement Park have been meeting in London to find out how they're going to be paid back. Earlier this year, we told you the park had got into serious financial problems and called in the administrators. Some reports suggested the park could be put up for sale, but we've been told that isn't happening. There's been a mixed reaction from the people we've been speaking to today.
I mean, there's not much around Margate nowadays, and it's good to bring in some sort of attraction. But from what I've heard, it's a bit expensive at the moment, but I'm not too sure.
I think there was an issue sort of pricing last year. It was a bit sort of too expensive for some families, whereas now they've adjusted that, and I think hopefully it will start to get busy.
Well, it looks like it's going to be business as usual for the time being.
A police officer has been banned from driving after being caught drunk behind the wheel in Kent. PC Louise Wilson, who works for the Met Police, was off duty when she was stopped on Tunbridge Road in Hildenborough last month. The 36-year-old from Delview in Erith was more than three times the limit and has been disqualified for 2 years. Supermarkets are again being urged to help fight obesity, with the research showing more than half of their promotions are on unhealthy snacks. Which has found 53% of deals between April and June were on foods high in fat, salt and sugar. Alex Neil is from the Consumer Group.
The supermarkets know, and we all know, that everyone likes to get a good deal. When you look at special offers, they are there to tempt you in and buy. So I think that is one of the reasons why consumers have said the top thing retailers can do to help nudge them into making healthier choices is to just tip that balance with the promotions.
KMFM News.
A foreign lorry driver who smuggled 20 kilos of cocaine into the UK through the port of Dover has been jailed. Border Force officers found 20 packets of the Class A drugs stashed under a fridge in the lorry's cab in June. The 43-year-old Albanian-Italian has been sentenced to 10 years behind bars. And a sequel to J.K. Rowling's screenwriting debut has been announced before the first film's even out. A darker follow-up to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is due in 2018.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Team GB tennis star Andy Murray says it's a huge honour to be the country's flag bearer at tomorrow night's Olympic opening ceremony. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the men's singles defending champion has been picked as the side's flag bearer. Murray won gold 4 years ago on centre court at Wimbledon, and he says he was almost speechless when he got the news from the team chief, Mark England.
I think a lot of saying how honoured I was and humbled, and you know, I'd be extremely proud to do it, so thank you very much for the honour of getting to do that.
Meantime, Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith has dismissed reports athletes were split between business and economy class on the flight out to the Rio Olympics, depending on their medal chances. Several newspapers suggested a competitor's seat on the plane was determined by how likely they are to do well at the Games, but the 20-year-old says it's nothing new.
It can be different people each time. It's kind of like a medical-y thing, because some people's backs start to hurt and stuff, and when you imagine, yeah, it's 11-hour flights, you get off and you're like, oh, my back hurts. But it happens like every single trip we go,
world champs, European champs, like every year, so it happens all the time.
The Olympics get underway tomorrow. And in cricket, Kent have announced that bowler James Treadwell has been awarded a benefit year in 2017. The 34-year-old made his debut for the county 16 years ago and has taken more than 800 wickets. Meantime, at Canterbury, Kent are 137 for 3 on day 2 of their championship game against Worcestershire, who made 211 yesterday.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.